new country, Z100. 9 minutes after 7 on Valentine's Day, it's Thomas Rhett. Make me wanna. What's Thomas Rhett's plans for Valentine's Day?
I would really encourage loads of chocolate, maybe a teddy bear if she's into that kind of thing, and then, you know, just some good old kissing time on the couch.
Yeah.
Maybe a little romantic movie, you know, that kind of thing. That's my plan for Valentine's Day.
Just some good old kissing time on the couch. That's Thomas Rhett. It's Kent with you here today. It's Valentine's Day. I hope you're having a good start to the day. Hopefully it's not a panic mode for you guys. Hopefully you took my advice and got the card early and you're ready to rock and roll today. Some fascinating facts about Valentine's Day to make you sound smart at the office.
Exciting and new.
6 million couples are likely to get engaged today. 6 million. 189 million stems of roses are sold in the United States on Valentine's Day. 189 million stems.
Let it flow.
73% of people who buy flowers for Valentine's Day are men. And there's a statistic out that a certain percentage of women buy themselves their own flowers. They send it to themselves. According to Time magazine, 15% of women have sent themselves flowers on Valentine's Day. Because there's something about it, isn't there, when that guy comes into the office? Look out. And everybody in the office is like, oh, who are these for? Whose are these? Oh, they're mine? Oh. Okay. 53% of women say this, that they would end their relationship. They would say, I quit you, if they did not get something for Valentine's Day. 53% of you women said, you know what, if that turkey doesn't get me anything, it's done. Now, take it easy on us guys. There is a lot of pressure today for the guys. So, you know, go easy on us. It's 12 minutes after 7 on our new Country Z100 Facebook. I'm asking you the question today. What do you think is the best country love song of all time, ever? And then one of those chiming in this morning happens to be this one right here on your Valentine's Day. Great one. I'm putting it in here with Alison Krauss and the legendary Keith Whitley, too. When you say nothing at all, happy Valentine's Day, Z100.